Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Your promoter is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road, well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to Grass Lake, Michigan, and Dave Heisey, president of DRH Enterprises, LLC. He is a CRESTCOM facilitator for the state of Michigan, and we get together with him once a month to hear about some of the great opportunities of learning that come out of CRESTCOM. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Dave.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. And, well, I saw a title, and I'd love to hear how CRESTCOM is able to share with managers and leaders of companies on the topic of bias. Can you share with the Michigan business community what that might portend?
Sure. This is one of our newest modules, and our expert speaker here, Mr. Tyrone Holmes, brings up a variety of topics that are pertinent for leaders in business. I'm going to start with one of the exercises that we run in the program, and it has to do with listing out your top 10 list of trusted friends. Not all of us would necessarily be able to come up with 10, but as many as you're able to. These are folks that you would leave your kids or your pets with in a pinch, people you'd be willing to help move or help out on a big home improvement project. Once you have that list of names identified, then go through and list out ages, their race, their gender, their educational level, their socioeconomic level, and their career track. For most people, what you'd find is that the names on that list are people who are an awful lot like you. Most people don't have a lot of diversity in their trusted friends or trusted group of friends. And what this points to is a concept that a couple of psychologists came up with around the turn of the century. Mazarin Benai and Anthony Greenwald wrote a book about unconscious bias. And unconscious bias happens automatically. It's outside of our control. It is triggered by our brain making quick adjustments and assessments of people and situations, influenced by our background, cultural environment, and personal experiences. Prior to this, most people thought bias was a learned trait, something that you were taught about other people. This concept looks at things a little bit differently. So Dr. Tyrone Holmes talked about three different types of biases that sort of impact business in a significant way. The first, relating to that exercise we just did, is affinity bias. And that is how you're attracted to people who are very similar to you. And in the workplace, one of the best examples I can think of is in companies' recruiting efforts. I myself am from a graduate of Michigan State University, and I happen to think quite highly of Michigan State University. So as I'm looking at resumes to fill a position, if I see a resume that comes to me from Michigan State University, I instantly have a tendency to think a little more highly of that particular candidate. And so, in the college recruiting environment, many organizations wind up with people with very similar educational backgrounds. Because people from those backgrounds have been successful in the past, the expectation is future candidates from those institutions will also be successful. So that's who we want on our team. And as a result, you wind up with a bunch of people who have some very similar traits, at least from an educational standpoint. There's also the halo horns effect bias, where on the halo side, if you have an individual contributor who does an excellent job, executes their job functions extremely well, you're likely to think very highly of that person and subsequently put that person into a position of leadership or management. The risk there is that although they're excellent individual contributors, the skill sets for leadership are very, very different. They may not have excellent leadership skills, although they have excellent individual contributor skills. Conversely, the horns effect, if somebody screws up at work, you tend to look very negatively at that person across all characteristics that they have. And those both can be dangerous biases that you bring on to other people based on sort of small samples of their performance. And the last one is confirmation bias, which in a group setting comes out if recommendations are made to solve a particular problem. and you have some preconceived notion of what the best solution is, the moment you hear that solution from a member of your team, you're likely, more likely, to accept that as the recommendation you want to proceed with than a counterproposal that would take things in a different direction. So you're inclined to do what you already think is the right thing to do. And sometimes that can interfere in your ability to take on information that disagrees with your pre-existing notions. So those are three examples of bias that can impact leadership teams and organizations.
And I would imagine that Crescom, over the course of your learning sessions, would have activities which not only make you aware of how each of these biases occur, but then ways to deal with and adjust in order to step away or ease away from those tendencies that may get a company stuck in their ways.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing, since it's unconscious bias, our first goal here is to raise people's consciousness on, hey, these things go on and you don't even recognize it. So we run through a couple of case studies and we look at some examples where bias in the workplace, and there's some pretty large examples of some very, very large organizations who've made some horrific decisions because they did not check themselves. They did not accept an ulterior perspective on things. They went ahead as they thought was best, and it blew up in their face. And so we used several of those examples to help people see. And, you know, these companies are being run by people from some of the highest level educational institutions, right? They have all the degrees, they have all this education, they have all this intelligence, yet wind up making some decisions that really negatively impact their organization. So we use their examples as case studies in our sessions and talk about how that happens and what we need to do to be more conscious about the biases that we possess.
Perfect. Well, that's a great 30,000-foot view on a session that would be about 2 hours of great information from Crescom, which you would help facilitate. And if folks are listening to this, we're still in the COVID era, so sessions that were previously held in person in Ann Arbor and Lansing, and now you have a little bit of a switch-up and an opportunity for statewide access to businesses across Michigan. Can you share about that?
Well, sure. Yeah, back in March, Crescom switched things up relatively quickly, and we got online sessions going on the Zoom format, which really required a lot of work. A lot of our exercises were very interactive, physical activities that we would do in a face-to-face session, and we had to change all of that because it doesn't always work the same or doesn't have the same impact online. So many of our activities and exercises have changed to be more Zoom compliant or compatible. But the sessions are working extremely well. Extensive use of breakout rooms, so you get small group discussions going, in-depth conversations, and people are able to share and learn from each other. So it's working out quite well.
Tremendous. So if business people out there, decision makers, were interested in Crescom in order to get interactive learning experiences to produce real business results in management or leadership, how would they find out more?
Well, I'm available by email at dave.heisey, that's H-E-I-S-E-Y, at crescom.com. or by phone at 517-906-6247.
Well, tremendous. Dave, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
Once again, we've been speaking with Dave Heisey, president of DRH Enterprises LLC, Grass Lake, Michigan, and he is a Crescom facilitator for the state of Michigan. You just heard a session a little bit about bias and how business can deal with those effects. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.